one day.
Good morning, listeners. Today I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus as we continue the Because He Lives program, sponsored by the management of Federal Motor Spears and the Church of the Nazarene. I am Margaret Eversley, pastor of the Top Scottish Church of the Nazarene. Again, I have with me today Marcia Graham, a former colleague in education. Former, but once an educator, always an educator. We have just adjusted wheels. Marcia also held the position of director of Paridos. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, with grateful hearts, we call upon you. Father, we want to bless your name. The psalmist David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And today, God, we bless you for being our Father. We bless you for sending Jesus Christ into the world to be our Savior and our Redeemer. We bless you for sending the Holy Spirit who directs us and who keeps us on our toes, so to speak. Father, we really want to thank you for all your goodness to us. Surely, you are more to us than we deserve. We thank you. And so we ask you this morning to be present with us as we deliver the content of this broadcast. And I pray that it will touch some hearts and that some will take the opportunity to put into practice the things that we suggest as guided by your blessed Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. And we continue to wait upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Today, we will continue to look at ways that we can restore God's value in our children, remembering that the theme for last week was
restoring God's value
in children. Oh,
yes,
praise the Lord.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Such a wonderful topic that is necessary for the day. And we don't mind repeating it or repeating some things because repetition is one of the best tools of learning. Amen.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
And between programs, and we were talking, we went to the book of Deuteronomy because if you're restoring God's values, mm-hmm. you have to use God's word.
Exactly. Exactly.
And he was telling Moses that here are the things I want you to teach the adults, and then the adults will teach them to their children after them.
Mm-hmm.
And what he wanted to do, he wanted the adults and their children to fear the Lord.
Oh, yes.
As long as you live and keep all his decrees and commandments so that you may enjoy long life.
Like, wow, well, longevity of life. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we go on YouTube and we see all these people telling us how to live longer. But here God's words tell us how to live longer. Praise
he
the Lord.
He is telling us that if we obey all the things that he has said to us, that we will enjoy long life.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy, not endure.
Not endure, enjoy. Have a good time. People
yes.
feel that when you're a Christian and that you're serving the Lord, you have to be your neck and long sleeve and drab.
Yes.
But here he's telling Moses that once we obey his laws, that we will enjoy long life.
That's right.
And he said he wanted the people to love the Lord with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their strength, and then to impress it on the children.
Yes.
So you were to love the Lord, and then you are to impress to your children, this is the way that they should live. Talk about it with them when you sit down at home. So you're to have conversations in the house about how to live.
Yes, yes.
Then when you walk about together, when you lie down together at night, you know, my grandmother used to take us in the bed and tell us stories.
Yes, my grandmother too.
Yes, so God wants us to talk to our children about him.
Yes.
About the goodness of God, about the things that he has done in our lives.
Yes.
And you know, sometimes we go to the Bible and we talk about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and so on, but he wants us to be able to tell our children about things that he has done for you. For Marcia.
For Margaret.
For Margaret.
Yes.
We have a story to tell well. And if we're going to be restoring values, we have to tell the children what God did for us.
That's right. True.
And tell them it could only be God. I met a lady who came to Paradise and she said that her son came home and he was introducing this program to her.
Mm-hmm.
Some people from the university had come to his school and he was enthralled. He got excited about this program that he wanted to go overseas to do, and it was in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I had $8 in my bank account. And I am saying, I would like this child to be better than me, because that's what the word says,
mm-hmm.
that you must teach your children so that they will be able to enjoy. And she wanted her son to enjoy, but she didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
So she said she went to the bank and asked about getting a loan. She carried all of the documents from the school and so on. And she said the bank manager sat with her and showed her how she could borrow this money and pay it back, not killing herself, not a big lot at one time, but in small amounts, pay back over time. And he was able to go and do this course. Today, he is qualified in the medical field and working for a lot of money, much more than the $8 that she had in her purse.
God is awesome.
And she says, I tell him about it. I tell him about it. I tell him all the time. All the time he was in school. Sometimes there were times when I wasn't meeting the deadlines with the money, but I went to the Lord and God put the bank manager there to say, this is how we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we want to make children feel that we can do it all,
mm-hmm.
but we have to help them to understand that we are dependent on God for the things that we are doing for them. And so God wants us to flourish. He wants our children to be filled with good things, with provisions. He wants to provide for them many, many, many good things. He wants us to be careful, though, that we do not forget the Lord who has done so many good things for us. And so we have to get our children familiar with the word.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Because the word has in all the things mm-hmm. that God wants mm-hmm. us to do.
Yes, all the instructions.
All the promises that mm-hmm. God has made us
mm-hmm.
and all of the end results of those promises if we obey him and keep his commandments. And now we're saying this is 2024. Get real.
Mm-hmm.
Some people tell you, those are things that were from the past.
Mm-mm.
Nowadays, we have a different approach. You go to church and when the pastor says, turn to Deuteronomy, people take out their phones.
Cell phones.
So how can we use the technology now to help us to restore the values in our children? There are some beautiful quotes and sayings and inspirational stories
mm-hmm.
that we can see on YouTube, on Facebook, and on WhatsApp. We can send them to our children.
Mm-hmm.
We can send them words of encouragement. Last program, we talked about affirmations. We can
yes.
affirm our children.
Mm-hmm.
Send them a message of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Send them a message of thanks. They did something good for us and we want to thank them. You can find cards, the free cards that you can download, that you can send to your friends and your relatives to say thanks.
And they're beautiful cards.
Absolutely beautiful. And mm. they are free.
Yes.
Free.
True, true.
Free. You mm. don't have to pay a cent for them.
Yes.
So get familiar with the word. Keep affirming. And because we have gone away from these standards, we have to be deliberate and intentional
mm-hmm.
in what we do in order to get our children to come back and to believe mm-hmm. and to be motivated by what the word says. So we share about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We share about what God has done for us, because there's some things that only God could have done.
That's right. And we have to let them know
and
that too.
And we have to let them know that too. And we have to get them involved in the household activities.
Mm-hmm.
You work and you get some money. And sometimes we make our children believe that they can get all the things that they want. As long as they can add, subtract, multiply, and divide, they can do a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can help them to understand that when you get that gross mm-hmm. net salary
mm-hmm.
that then you have to do all of your utilities,
mm-hmm.
you have to go to the supermarket and buy food, you have to pay for transportation, you have to pay for the gas for the stove, and let them see in dollars and cents
mm-hmm.
these are all the things that we need to do. And I have to be honest in my dealings with other people. So we have to use this budget. So this is now the month of July, and you want to have something, you may not be able to get it to September because I need to accumulate that money as we go along. And it helps them with delayed gratification.
Yes.
Because they understand in a practical way that you cannot always get everything that you want up front at the same time.
The wait.
And that there are times when you have to wait and it might not be the exact thing that you want because you may want a particular brand, but then you are not able to get that brand, but you have something that's comfortable and that will serve you for this time. So we talk to them about their pairs because you see your friend wearing a particular pants or shirt or shoe, then you want to have it too. And the word talks about envying, looking at your neighbor, seeing what your neighbor has, and wanting what that person has.
That's true.
We talk to them about that.
Competing That's with one another.
The competition.
Yes.
That is real in this particular age.
Yes, it is.
So we have to talk to them. Remember, Deuteronomy says talk to them often.
Yes.
Talk to them in the morning, talk to them in the night, keep talking to them. So parents, you have to keep talking.
Yes.
And don't tell your children, you make me talk too much. If you're going to restore those values, you have to talk to them about the values. They have to tell them about truth. You have to tell them about honesty. You don't want to rob people, and their strategies and system that people use to get around paying for things that they have used. We want them to avoid that. And we want them to be accountable for their actions. So if you are accountable for yours, you respect them, they respect you, you talk about it, then they will share with you that you're building that trust.
Yes, that's important.
You're building that relationship that is important because you must be able to put your money in their hands and they go and do what you sent them to do. When they come back, they have all of the figures together.
Yes, yes.
Because that's going to be a requirement when they go to the job market.
True. So you're teaching them for life.
You're teaching them for life. And now with the technology, they can teach you too.
Exactly.
Because there are many apps on the phone and the laptop and so on that you can download that makes life so much easier that you don't have to be doing things in your head or writing down things on paper. I have a son who says, Mommy, you need to learn these. These are shortcuts. And it saves you quite a lot of time. So we want to build that trust. We want to build that accountability. And restoring God's values in children. God believes in a family.
Exactly. He established a family, first family.
He established a first family. And as you look down through the word, you could see how God worked through families. They had their strengths. They had their weaknesses. But God works in families. In families, he gives you that sense of belonging, that sense of security and joy and comfort. And another area that really pains me is to see sometimes many families who are broken. And as I worked with the organization, sometimes a parent would come to me and would say, I don't have anybody to help me with the child. And I'd ask, so do we have brothers and sisters? Yes, I have brothers and sisters, but I don't speak to them. And so when your children see that those relationships are broken and that there's no forgiveness and that there's no restoration, because all those are values that you want to restore in your children. You want to teach them that things will go wrong, but you can discuss it and you can make up.
Conflict solving.
Resolve the conflict and restore. You go back talking to one another because
restoration of,
you know, what we say, blood is thicker than water. You know, so even like Joseph and his brothers, the brothers sold him into slavery. They wanted him dead, but when God placed him in an area where then he could look after them, there was restoration, and the Bible tells us that Joseph cried with a loud voice. Because when you are your sister or your brother, when that relationship is broken, it pains you and you will cry. So if we're going to restore God's values, then we have to restore the earthly relationships right here amongst our brothers and sisters.
So that should be a foundational
for the children.
For the children.
Yes. Know your cousins, love your cousins, build relationship. Mm-hmm. And it also helps with growing up and learning skills because, you know, we play together.
Yes.
Nowadays, they have the technology and you see 5 or 6 of them playing a game in different homes, in different areas, in Australia, in New Zealand, in England, all over the world. They can connect on the technology and they make friends.
Yes.
But we also have to instill in them the friendship of family. God love family. What Jesus said, who's my brother and who's my mother?
Yeah.
And he gave his mother to the disciple and say, you take care of her. That is absolutely necessary if we are going to restore the value and the trust that God has placed in us. Then it helps you to work together in teams.
That's right.
Have some people who live in our country who are of a different ethnic background.
Yes.
And we watch them.
Yes.
They work together. They help each other. They pool their resources. And that is one area that we really need to look at again.
Yeah, we have fallen down in that.
Teamwork, building family, building trust, respect for one another, honesty, all of those values, we see them with our eyes. We see them playing out. And then work ethics, because they make the children work from small.
Yes, true. The children business they have, business. They bring their children into the business.
The children get into the business. You go into the stores in Swan Street and you see them, the children are there.
Yes.
You see them in the vans all across Barbados with the cars writing on the $5 and so that they collect, so that the children get the hang of business from early. They understand that you have to work for what you want. Remember, God worked one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 6 days before he rested.
Yes.
And that is a value. Work comes before rest. You work, you complete the task that you started, and then you can rest. So working together, working in teams, supporting one another, all of those are values that we need to restore in our children by our own interaction as adults.
And when you talk about respect, you know what came to me? When we teach our children respect, it's always respect for the adult or for some person, you know, who is older than they are, etc. But many times we don't teach them respect among themselves, their peers. And further, as adults, many times we don't think that we need to respect children. We need to show children respect too, you know. If we want to build that respect in them, we have to show them respect as well. We tell them, you got to respect me. And we tell them all kinds of bad things, curse them, etc. We do not show them any respect.
That is absolutely necessary because respect is a two-way process.
Yes, it is.
It's reciprocal. I give it to you, you give it to me.
Exactly.
And you build it over time.
Yes.
And then the word tells us, know you not that your body is the temple of the living God.
Yes.
And so we have to help our children to learn how to respect themselves.
Yes, yes,
to
important.
To respect their bodies and to know that God lives in me. We talk about God as being in heaven, but
he's
we have
right
to
help
children to understand that he lives right here, in my heart.
Yes, that's right.
He's right here. Look,
that's right, very real. That's right.
Right there, he is right here with me. And I need to pay attention to what I eat, to the thoughts that I think, the things that are true and honorable and just and pure and righteous and
things
lovely.
Things that would please him.
And the things that would make God feel, say, look at Margaret, look at Margaret, my child, there's no girl like her. We want God to be able to have that faith and that trust in us so that he can show us off. And restore all of those things in us. So parents, we have to understand that these children were given to us by God. They're not ours.
They're gifts.
They're gifts to us. And he gives us a baby, but he expects us to raise an adult with all of these value systems. Adults who are honest and truthful and respectful and accountable and compassionate. passionate, who have a sense of family,
yes,
who serve their country, serve their family, service.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
a lot of our children don't have the sense of entitlement. They feel that they must get whatever they want, but we have to help them to understand service. And I said earlier that work comes before rest. We have to serve God. Serve God and keep His commandments. He tells us what to do. Look after each other. And we as adults have got to emphasize that. And you know, sometimes we get tired. But diligence is also a value.
That's right.
You don't rest until you finish the work.
That's right.
You finish the work and then you rest. That was God's model for us. And then we also must model it for the children. And yes, you'll get tired. But you must have that diligence, that perseverance, that discipline to complete what you have started.
And you know, another thing about value, when we teach the children how much God values them, and they understand that, might not understand perfectly, but have an understanding, they will also value themselves, and that value will be transferred to others. And you would think twice before you want to hurt somebody, because you would think of, I wouldn't want them to do it to me, so I don't want to do it to them either. The golden rule would be applicable. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That can only come when we value each other.
We value each other, but we have to see ourselves as valuable to God.
Right, exactly.
And we will only see ourselves as valuable to God if our parents and the adults in our lives paint a picture of us as God sees us.
Yes.
And not only what they are seeing now, but what you can be.
Yes, down the road.
We talked about talents and abilities that God has given. If I look at myself, from the time I was little child, I could talk. I remember 5 years old at school, I could go up to my teachers and I could talk with them and have a conversation. And in the house, I always had an opinion. I always had a view. And my mother would say to me, girl, why you don't hush? Why you don't give your mouth some breakfast time? You always have something to say. Little did she know that I would grow up to be a teacher.
Not only a teacher, but beyond that.
A teacher. Then I became the principal. Talking one, talking times two, talking times ten. And then I became the director of Parados, where I was doing parent education all over Barbados and through the Caribbean. And I remember so well the confidence that I felt when I was a child.
And you were always a confident person from
always
the time I saw you, met you.
And being able to say, to talk.
Explain yourself well.
Explain myself, to find simple examples that people would understand. What it was that God wanted from them and how they were going to go about doing it. And so when we see children with particular skills developing from early,
affirm them.
We have to stop and ask the Lord, what is happening here?
Yes.
What is it you've given to this child? And how do you want me to operate in order to let that child grow into who you want him or her to be? So it takes a lot. It takes diligence on your part. It takes you to have that mission. The mission is what you want the children to be. Not a doctor or a lawyer or a priest or whatever, but the values that you want them to live has to be your mission.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, we want to hear God tell them, well done. And he's going to tell them, well done, because of the values that they have lived. And you also have to have a vision. And it is how you want them to behave.
And so mission drives vision.
The mission drives the vision.
Yes.
The mission drives.
Yes.
The mission can't go anywhere without that vision.
That's right.
And I encourage families, and if you are listening to us this morning, write down a mission statement for your family. Sit with your children.
Oh, nice idea.
Talk about it. What do you want them to be? What are the five values that you want for the Eversley family? for the Brown family, mm-hmm. for the James family. Mm-hmm. This is our family. Here are five values. I'm not telling you to get a whole lot because yes. there are many of them.
Yes.
But here are five values that we can concentrate on in this household.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at anybody else out there. This is what we are doing here.
Yes.
And this is what we want you to be. We want you to be compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be fair.
Yes.
We want you to be honest, and we want you to be respectful. Those are the five that we have chosen. And then the vision is, how do we know that they are kind and honest and truthful? How do you behave when you are kind? Mm-hmm. How do you behave when you're truthful? And write it down. Talk with the children, write it down. You mm-hmm. may have one way of writing it. They might have another way of writing it. Put it in the computer.
That's
put it
right.
in the laptop.
Put it on cell phone.
Yes, put it on the
technology.
Cell phone. You can edit it. You can voice record it.
Yes.
All of those various things mm-hmm. you can mm-hmm. use to get the mission and the vision of your family.
Yes.
And once you have that, when things go wrong in your household, bring your children to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Sit with them around the table. Have the mission and the vision. And you said, is your behavior matching what we have agreed upon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said last program that we like to quarrel a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if you say, here is our mission and here is our vision, we have the statements written down.
Mm-hmm.
We know the values that we have agreed upon. Now, this has happened, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that matching this? Is that upholding our mission and vision and values?
Mm-hmm.
And if it is not, then we have to talk about how it has deviated from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to apologize. And then don't let it happen again.
Yes.
And once you've gone through that, that's
mm-hmm.
done.
Mm-hmm.
And your daughter or your son is restored.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that sense of, my parent really loves me.
Exactly. And God loves me.
And you can emphasize that all the time.
Yes.
And as Christian parents, you know, we have to talk to the Christians because the word says, if my people who are called by my name, it means that we err and stray as well.
Yes.
And so as Christians, we have to emphasize, God loves me. At Easter, I was in tears this year because I heard the crucifixion story so many times. I'm almost 70.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, 2024, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in church crying like a baby.
Okay.
I mean, just crying to see
mm-hmm.
how God loved Marcia so much.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was only one person in the world, he still would have sent his son to die for me.
Yes.
Yeah. And he suffered and died that death.
Yes.
When you read St. John about the crucifixion, it is like the nails are going into your own hands and the thorns and all of that.
Yeah.
So our role is to bring
our children
to God.
And see how God values them.
Bring our children to God.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how God values them. Talk about it often.
Mm-hmm.
Model it. It will make you happy. It will make them happy.
Yeah.
It will make them proud. It will make you proud.
Yes.
It will make them feel fulfilled and satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You will also feel fulfilled and satisfied. And it will make you confident that you have made the right choice.
Yes.
I have made the right choice to bring up my child to know the Lord.
Yes. All right. So great today that we've had such a wonderful session with you, Marcia. So much to chew on. And they hope that parents would have heard and made the effort. It only calls for you to sit down and make that effort. Be determined. Be purposeful. God loves your child. Your child is valuable to God, and you have to show the child that God loves them and they are valuable to God. Let us close the word of prayer. Father, we thank you today for this session that we've had this morning. And as we talked about children and instilling values and showing them how much God values them and the things that we can do to show them that they are valuable and give them purpose, give them vision, give them mission, Father, and keep them, Lord, out of the hands of the enemy who only wants to destroy them. So, Father, we thank you today. We pray for our children across Barbados. Pray for our parents across Barbados. We pray for our revival, Lord, in our community and our families today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I also want to remind you that today is our district family service for the Barbados Church of the Nazarene. Begins at 9:30 at the Column Rock Church of the Nazarene. I hope that you are planning to be there. Let's come down and have a wonderful family service. God bless. Because